What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, so this week's Wind Down, we have Allie Landry coming on. Have you guys heard her story, by the way?
I haven't, no.
I've heard pieces of her story. Yeah, she's a former Miss USA.
She's stunning, too.
She's beautiful. But she's like on a mission to do good works for the world, too.
Which I love.
World peace.
World peace. But she's world like, peace. She had...
she dated Mario Lopez, right?
Yeah, they were engaged.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Okay. And no AC Slater forever. Got it. Noted. So she did not marry Mario.
No.
Why didn't they get married?
Do we know? Yeah, we know. It's out there.
Yeah.
It's out know. There.
Okay. Well, it's hard because it's like he's a friend.
Ah, understood.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, but I think, like we had said on the last episode, I think people can change. I don't think once a cheater, always a cheater.
Got it.
Okay. And there you have it.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I think it's so hard too. I don't know. I can't remember when they got engaged, but I can't imagine being so famous too and just having everything at your fingertips.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like...
It's Temptation Island.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
He's so well known.
Well, and, you know...
And he... Yeah.
I mean, you look at... Remember the Hugh Grant and... Who was that? Hugh Grant and Elizabeth...
What is her name?
I mean, supermodel.
Yes. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Didn't he have an affair on her, too?
Yeah.
When they were married?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's one of those things where... That's why I always hate, like, how could they get cheated on? I'm like, anybody can get cheated
anybody
on.
Anybody.
But I do love what she's doing. But no, her, Allie Landry's father-in-law found dead in Mexico 16 days after kidnapping.
With her brother-in-law.
So the father-in-law and brother-in-law
were
found dead in Mexico. Roughly 2 weeks after they were kidnapped.
That's terrifying.
They both sustained traumatic brain injuries and had been dead for several days when they were discovered in the rural area. But I mean, can you even imagine?
No.
Out of their home? That's so scary.
Because I know when they say they say don't go outside of the resorts.
Yeah.
That's like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't really like, do you like to go out of the resorts in Mexico?
No, ma'am.
Because when I go to Mexico or any of those places, I'm like, I like the resort. Yeah. And I'm not saying like Mexico's bad, like Cabo. I mean, there's that one place in Cabo we like to go, that like Flora something.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I just don't really honestly leave resorts anywhere. Like I'm kind of like, I'm good right here. Just cozy in.
It depends where we're at. Yeah. But I just think in that area, like the Mexico, and again, I don't want to like talk bad about Mexico. I also just have heard how like where I'm going to Jamaica in May. I think I'm going to stay on there. But I don't know. I don't even, like when Sarah and I went to the Caribbeans, I just get scared leaving the resort for some reason, even though it's like, they say it's super safe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys know me.
It just depends.
I had pirates.
Where you're at.
Who are you talking to? So she had great loss. She loses a father-in-law and a brother-in-law.
Like around the same time that she kind of started.
Well, that's my
journey.
Question for her, actually, without triggering. But I have a couple of questions about that because I'm really fascinated. She's created this whole brand around reshaping your life. Mm-hmm. And it seems pretty women focused from what I can understand. So I'm just really fascinated to know. I have a couple of questions, actually.
But her book is called Reshape Your Life. Don't settle because you are worth it. So we'll take a break and then we'll get her on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Before we get Allie on, what's up with the therapy? Not trusting.
Oh, so not only do I just not trust men, but I don't trust a lot of people.
Yep. We got that.
And yesterday we had like a deep dive into that from a very early age, it feels like I wasn't super nurtured to trust myself because reality was always questioned, my reality versus the family's reality. And so I am so sure about so much, but I still will second guess myself.
Interesting.
Why? Mm-hmm.
Because from very early on, what I knew to be true wasn't what was
their truth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So I'm in like reality versus reality versus reality.
I bet I'd have a little bit of that too if I really dug with like other family members.
Yeah. And it was really sweet because Amy's like, I really want to dig with you and I want to get to like a good place with this, but I also want to do that like really quickly before your baby's born.
Right.
Because we can't be doing this like postpartum and exhausted and totally agree. So it'll just be like a very intense few weeks, I think, but I feel... You know, it's weird when you get to this kind of place, I feel like I get excited to just dig and like untangle.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I'm at that place. So
I had a lot of people reach out to me about us talking about like our age and like when we argue or have things in these moments, how we go back to our childhood age or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just, so many people reach out to me about that. And it's like, I'm still trying to figure out my age though. Still haven't figured it out.
You have to do it at therapy.
Yeah.
Because through EMDR, yeah, most likely, that's when like it'll pinpoint it.
Yeah, it's not like an online quiz, you know, yeah, like Enneagram.
Well, I can remember different specific things that were so like, you know, memorable, obviously, but I'm like, I don't know.
Well, it's interesting because I'm like a very assertive person, but I also just want everyone to feel like loved on. And so mm-hmm. I'm very like, we had a situation at a friend dinner the other night where I knew that there was like a group, there was two people that were like having a minute. Uh-huh. And then I get like, I sit in the middle and make sure I bridge the gap because I don't.
Wait, was that me?
Well,
I was like, is
it
that
rhymes with Anna.
good for you bridging that gap.
But you know, like that is. And some of that is great. Like Amy is like, some of that is just, that's a natural, like mm-hmm. good nurturing thing. And she's like, but sometimes like maybe not that situation exactly, but she's like, and there's some situations where it's okay to just like let it fall apart, but you don't want it to fall. Like you have a hard time not fixing.
And that's a lot
fixing.
Of pressure on you.
Yeah. No. Well, it has been since I was itty bitty.
Yeah.
Well, so that is interesting. That leads me to something else where, with that, do you feel like you, because you're bridging the gap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Between other people's feelings. So then when I had a situation where I don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable or the person. So it's like, I then insert to just, how do I say this? Without like telling the exact story.
I don't know. I tried to, and then you busted me.
Well, no, this is a different story.
No, I know.
But
I
this
know.
Is like, I never want anyone. Okay, so
maybe this is helpful, but okay. One thing I love is that you'll nip things. Like okay. You won't, you're not like a, you're not a mean girl. Like we get in a situation, you'll grab somebody and pull them. No, no, you're not anymore.
No.
No. Anymore. Well, there was times where you'd be like, I'll stand in my corner. She can stand in hers. But I've seen you specifically just like, pull someone aside and say, like, hey, like, I just want you to know, whatever.
I didn't do that the other night, though.
Well, you didn't need to.
In your defense. But see, that's where I normally would go because mm-hmm. I want to feel like I have to say sorry for something that I didn't do.
You didn't need to say sorry.
But I would in the past.
Right.
To then have the situation no, not right. be awkward because it was awkward.
Right.
But I wanted her to go, I'm sorry if that was because I felt like maybe she should have came and been like, oh, I'm so sorry. This was just a little like stressful and like whatever. And I'd be like, oh my God, girl, no worries at all. Squashed.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I don't feel like I need to go say sorry.
And you didn't. You actually didn't need to.
And I was like proud of myself for not, but then I also didn't like how it felt to have that like.
But it's also like a birthday party and it's like, we don't need to be like having therapy in the corner either. Like that's where I also go, okay, maybe another time, another place.
Right.
Like this doesn't need to be.
Do you know what I mean though?
I know.
You normally like, just don't want the negative energy.
I don't so like the gonna, energy. Yeah. So I'll mm-hmm. just be like, I'll fall on a sword or I'll right. just be like.
Oh. It's falling on swords used to be my pastime. And now.
But I'm curious about your other story though.
I know.
Well.
I was hoping I could kind of like.
It goes kind of along the similar lines of that dinner, but just making sure that everyone's having a good time. And when I feel that maybe someone's not having a good time, I then like get more like anxious to like make a stronger blend. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
As we and I'm like, mind. Why am I putting my own uncomfortable feelings
right.
on somebody else?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know why.
What?
I don't know why. I used to care a lot about that, but that made me good at a lot of my jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like I used to work in the record business. And so that was like, that was such a good trait to have for that season of life.
Sure.
And then I learned it no longer serves me. Mm-hmm. And now I'm oxygen masking myself before assisting others.
Right.
Oh yeah. Good point.
So now I'm just like, oh, okay. Well, I'm the girl that's texting you. Sorry you feel that way. Oh. I'm really not. But
if someone texts you, I'm sorry you feel that way after you said, I feel like these messages are quite aggressive. I'm sorry you feel that way. You're done. You were dead to me.
Hey guys, this is where I like have a hard time because I'm like, just pick up the freaking phone and say, hey girl, things are getting crazy. You need to hear my voice say, I'm sorry. This is not how, like, it's so nipped. I think right. the texty. That being said, my husband used to, I think I've said this before, but my husband used to come up to me after we fought and he would say, I'm sorry we fought.
Yes.
And I'm like, that is that not an apology. What is
I
that?
Just
like,
know that
save
that
your
it would
sentence.
Upset me that much.
Interesting.
It would it bother would. Me.
But I see
your point.
Because
it's not even, you wasted a whole sentence. You just wasted one. That's worthless to me. Get
to
out
me,
of here.
It's, hey, it's communicating.
But is it?
Not really.
No, it's a but space I mean, holder. It's okay. just a little
It's
space
not taking
holder.
Any accountability or asking what can I do differently.
No, it's definitely
or,
not.
Yeah. No.
But you can be, it should have been, I'm sorry we fought and.
Right. There should be more to it.
There should always
Sounds
be
like
more.
An opening to yes. me for the communication.
I'm sorry we fought. It's not I'm sorry we fought, it. Period. Yeah. It's I'm sorry we fought.
And then like
and,
walk away. Yeah,
yeah it's not
well,
a whole
how
state
can we
of the
do
union.
This better?
It's one sentence. Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, I need a paragraph.
I hear you on that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we're in agreement.
Okay.
Sorry we fought, Kat.
Okay, so can you guys, I want to do something kind of fun.
Okay.
And young.
Oh, I need it.
So Maggie, come here. She's like, is it me? So come sit. Come sit.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Come sit over here. And
I don't know what's happening.
Where do you want her?
Where do you want her?
No, it's, I like it.
Here?
So yeah.
Oh, we know she...
Maggie thinks we're soothing to listen to. I want to quote that.
What did you say? Here, let's squeeze in just a little. Should I put
I have
it back?
A big butt.
No, you don't have
no,
a big
you do
butt.
Not.
You're good. Okay, so
I
if
have
you lean
two
in, there we go.
One seat over here.
Okay, we'll cut all that piece. Okay, so I wanted to do something a little fun because this kind of drives me semi-nuts, but a lot of the branding people are like, you got to get on TikTok. And I'm like, I'm on TikTok, but I don't know what to do.
You're not
TikTok
alone.
And whatever. So Maggie, we met Sweet Maggie at an event. And she's young. She's fresh. She's hip. And she came up with this really cool idea. Do you want to tell them about what you want to do on Broadway for Wind Down?
Oh, boy.
Yes, I would love to. Okay. Well, obviously, this podcast is very about relationships. You talk about a lot of different things that a lot of young people are either going through in real time or in real time making the mistakes that you guys talk about and like try and avoid, things like that.
Maggie, I really like you. Really? I feel younger just because you're with us. So take a deep breath. Yeah.
Well, I was like, ran up the stairs. But okay. Anyway, so my idea is that since I'm on Broadway every weekend, I am that girl, that I meet so many girls and literally like I watch mistake after mistake. I am sometimes involved in them. But I thought you guys, like, we could pose a question and we could hit the streets of Broadway and find girls, just random. You know, if we like their outfit, we'll talk to them. Whatever gets us connected. And we'll ask them a question and then you guys talk about it. And you kind of, like, how would you act in that moment and how would you deal with it now?
So Maggie's going to record the question and then we're going to play it on here. So, like, some Mondays we'll be like, all right, Maggie was live on the streets in Broadway. And we've got a, you know, someone from Indiana asking us about whatever, you know, because usually we just get DMs sent to us. But this way, it's like, if you see Maggie on the streets in Broadway.
She's our field
Maggie
reporter.
In the field. Maggie in the field.
Yeah, we'll come up with a really good name. I'm
so clearly that's not one that she likes. Okay. Okay. No, Maggie, how old are you, just for record?
I am 21.
I'm
a fetus.
No, this is a fetus, honey. Well, you're beautiful. And you have great energy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really like you. I'm excited for you to be Maggie in the Field or whatever name you think is better.
I think it was something on Broadway, like Maggie on Broadway or like where it's like, but again, like.
Okay, well, if this is Wind Down, what shouldn't it be like Wind Up? Like, I don't know.
Wind Up on Maggie Broadway.
This is calm.
Hey, this feels
Write
like
us.
A.
Let us know what it should be called.
Yeah, this feels like a whiteboard off of the record.
We'll put a question on the Wind Down podcast Instagram and you guys leave us your thoughts.
Boom. And so I don't know, just like whenever you find yourself down there, you're going to just video.
Every
and then
weekend.
When we're recording on our normal weeks, we're going to have a little segment, Maggie something something.
Okay. Let's be clear. We will not be on Broadway every
weekend.
No, only
you guys. When it was
Maggie.
First brought up, I was like, I had a moment where I was like, how do we do that? How am I on Broadway once a week? Like, I was like, I don't know that I can hang, but I'm going to try for Maggie.
I think you guys could hang. I think you could hang at least maybe once every other month.
I mean, that could be fun.
I think you guys need.
Oh, I think that'd just be great content anyways.
No, 100%. I think, you know, Wind Down needs to get wind up.
Yeah.
Wind up on Broadway.
Yeah.
I like that. And then also I'm thinking like for CMAs, like maybe we do a live podcast like somewhere downtown, you know what I mean? And grab some people from the streets. They can ask some questions, yes. like the whole thing. Yeah. So we're going to manifest that.
Okay, that's great.
And then Maggie's going to go do her work on Broadway. And then you'll report back to us.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Maggie, you're like a whole new element. I'm here for this.
Right?
Don't you yeah. love her?
And it has to be like all ages, maybe even dudes. You know what I mean?
Oh, I think dudes, 100%.
For sure.
I think they are probably the ones that need the more help.
I think we will.
Tell us how you really feel.
Maggie, there's about a 20-year gap between us. And I just want to say amen.
I'm to hear.
There, wow, there is. Really is.
I could be Maggie's mother, just so we're clear. But I do, I think you're right. And I think it's interesting, like even when we're out on wind down on the streets, like on tour, I feel like guys actually have questions and they're a little like more anxious to ask in person or like anxious to just write or whatever. So I think this is going to be awesome. I think we're going to be surprised how many sweet gentlemen have some inquiring minds out there.
Yeah, for sure. I think that it would be very interesting. And also, you know, you get a couple drinks, you feel a bit more relaxed, more loose. And I think the questions will be very interesting.
We need to keep a blooper reel as well, because I have a feeling like a little collaboration, like a little.
This feels very Sex and the City to me, and I'm here for it. First season.
Dibs on Carrie.
tough. It's okay, Maggie. It's okay.
You are blonde, so.
All right, let's take a break, and then we're going to talk about our guest that is coming up very soon.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
Hi, you guys.
Hey, Allie. I am Jana. This is
Hi.
Kristen and Catherine, and we are at Wind Down. So thank you so much for coming on to talk about your book. I love you and everything that you are. I've obviously followed you and everything that you've done. And I just, the fact that you have this now book out, it's just like you, how do I say this? Like, you just exude so much light.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, because
You know, that's how I like to describe people, especially the people I surround myself with. I really try to look for those people that, you know, when they walk into the room, it's like they are glowing. That's the people I always want around me because I feel like they lift me up, you know, just with their light. So thank you.
No, of course. And I feel like for you, like you've had reasons to not have that light. You know, like there's been so many things that have happened in your life where you could have easily gone down a road where you're just like bitter or angry, just dark, and you've chosen to find that light. And I'm curious, like for you, what was like, how did you tap into that?
You know, I consider myself, you know, a student of life. I always want to grow, evolve. I love change. Some people like are really fearful of change. For me, I really love it because it means growth. And you know, I've had two things, I think specifically that I call my forced reshapes. And one was around heartbreak, break and betrayal. And one was around tragedy and loss. And in both of those situations, I feel like I had a choice. You know, I could have easily swept those emotions and those feelings like under the rug and just kind of moved on. I mean, life happens fast, right? Even when these things hit us, and it's going to happen to all of us. But you're at that crossroads where you really have a choice. And for myself, I knew that if I didn't deal with the emotions, the pain, the despair, the on your knees and like complete desperation, that it was going to come back to haunt me later on in life. And that I was not willing to deal with. I knew that I had to sit in that pain in order to move forward and not make maybe not, it wasn't, you know, it's like I made mistakes in all of them, but I mean, I think in the betrayal situation, I obviously had a choice. I have to at least take a little bit of responsibility. So I just knew that I didn't want that in my life moving forward. I wanted to move forward, evolved, transformed, all of it. And even though sitting in that pain is hard, I feel like, and you got to do a lot of work. You know, I did a lot of work, but that's where the true transformation like happens.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm curious if we can go to that betrayal heartbreak piece because, yeah. I mean, we both can relate to being cheated on in relationships, yep. And like so many other women and men. But it's interesting. I was reading something that I was working on, and I was talking about forgiveness and how, you know, with my ex-husband, you know, they say, you know, forgiveness is not, you know, for the other person, it's for you. But I also wonder, do you really have to forgive them? Can you just be like, because I think there's a piece where I'm like, how do I say this? Like, I don't feel like you almost have to forgive them, and you don't, but that doesn't mean that it still harbors all the the resentment and anger and issues. Like I can just be like, I don't forgive him for that piece and cheating on me during our marriage and, you know, the separation of all the things, but I can just go, but that was our past and you can accept it without forgiveness. And I'm curious kind of where you are with the acceptance, you know, and the forgiveness piece of all that.
I think I have a little bit of the same sentiments as you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really, the crazy thing is forgiveness is a hard thing to wrap your head around, especially when you're in that situation of betrayal, because my initial thing, you know, everybody says like, you have to forgive in order to like move on. Well, I didn't understand what that meant. Like in my mind, like he really, it was horrible, you know, what he did. And forgiveness for me almost felt like at the time, initially, like I was giving that person a free pass. Mm-hmm. And I just like at, you know, their stages, right? In the beginning, I was like, I'm not giving him a free pass. Like, that's not cool. You don't do that to people. Like, you don't do that to another human being. And so what I'm just supposed to say, it's okay. But then I guess, you know, the more I kind of sat in it and dug in, I journaled through that time. I remember just like sitting in my sister was with me. I remember sitting, I think, in my house for like over a month. I was reading The Purpose-Driven Life at the time. I had like a student Bible. I had my passages. You know, every time anger would bubble up inside of me or like I felt like I needed to take action, I would immediately go to that word in that like student Bible and I would read it. And it was like peace would kind of like wash over me, which was kind of like such a crazy thing. And then I just knew that over time, I didn't want to carry any of it moving forward, mm-hmm. you know? So, but it wasn't until much later that, and it's again, it's the place you're in, it's the process. And sometimes people say certain things and it lands on you in a completely different way. And it did land on me about how, you know, if I didn't really dig into it and understand what forgiveness was, it was doing nothing for that person. Like it was really just for myself, right? Mm-hmm. So that I understood. So that was like, okay, yeah, because then it takes away the power from that person, you know, then you take it back for yourself. Like, I want to be amazing. I want to move forward with no resentment, no whatever. And that's sort of how I kind of held on to forgiveness moving forward. But I think because I did that work in that time, a lot of work, just think about it, like a lot of alone time. I mean, you know, all of it, I look back and I almost think like it was one of my greatest gifts. Mm-hmm. It changed me as a woman. I understood my worth. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of part of why that title is there. Like, you are worthy, because if you don't, another woman doesn't see it in themselves. I want to acknowledge that, like, you are worthy. I recognize my worth, and I knew that moving forward, I was going to do things differently, and I needed to be very clear about how I was going to move forward. So like I wrote it down. I wrote down very, very specifically that man, the man that I wanted to come into my life, what I needed him to look like, what qualities I needed him to have. So when it came in and it was not that, it was like, woo, you know, the siren uh-huh. was going on.
And it was also probably easier to just be like, nope.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't have time to waste on that, mm-hmm. right? Like, mm-hmm. so it's like clarity, right? And I'm so type A that I just don't want to make a mistake twice.
Right.
So I knew I needed to figure it out. You know, I have a strong faith, you know, my faith is very important to me. And also it was like kind of surrendering, like I didn't trust myself a lot of that time. And I sort of leaned on God and was like, look, I made a horrible mistake. Like I totally screwed up. I need you to like put one foot in front of the other because I don't want to make the same mistake again.
Right.
And that's kind of how it.
Yeah. Happened. No, it's so interesting because I'm like, when I hear you talking, because it's like, it's so easy to be like, yeah, I forgive you. But I'm like, I don't really, I started peeling back layers. I'm like, do I really forgive him? It's almost like I feel sorry for him because like that yeah. just meant that he was hurt, right? So it's like hurt people, you know, like hurt people. But exactly. But I also can be like, but it's okay. Like it's I'm sorry and it's okay. Like at this point, it's like it's okay now, right? Because you see the gift, you see the silver lining, you see that you're so yeah. much better off. It's like, thank you for showing me, oh my gosh, what I deserve and what I don't. It's almost like instead of saying like a forgiveness, it's like instead of saying I forgive you, it's almost like thank you.
Thank you. Oh gosh. Yeah. Thank you. And that's also something I talk about in the book. It's about the mindset. It's about flipping the switch, which mm-hmm. is really hard to do. Right. Again, like doing that work, being very specific of what you're doing. So not just saying, just thank you. Like, why are you thankful?
Yeah.
I am so thankful to you because of this and this and this. And like, just that being super specific with the details, because that becomes the new story. So when you're moving forward and people are asking you these questions about that, it's different now, you know, like mm-hmm. you can say, yeah, that happened, but look, this is what happened. This is what came out of it. This is the fruits of it. I did the same. Thank goodness I went through that with the betrayal, because what was even harder was the tragedy and loss we experienced in our family when we lost both my father-in-law and my brother-in-law in a horrific situation. But it was that as well. I mean, yeah, we sat in that despair for a long time. And then we had to flip it and think about, you know, life being so short, living really truly in the moment. And what did we really want our life to look like moving forward? Like, we have one life, like make it a masterpiece. Like, you got mm-hmm. one shot at this game, right? So all like there's so much of that in the book, you know, using my own examples and trying to help people with their own roadmap to their reshape. But just kind of giving my perspective, because the fact that I got through those things on the other side, honestly, and the way I did, I feel like it's almost like miraculous.
Allie, I have a question for you. So I know I read that you, I kind of want you to walk us through like the timeline of like, there's this loss of trust, right, in the cheating. And then there's the loss of your sweet father-in-law and brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. At what point does it start to take the physical toll? Because that part is really fascinating to me. I want to know, like, even though, and I have felt this a bit in my own journey, like you can handle it mentally and you can find the faith in all the things, but your body eventually does keep the score a little. So were those like the hair loss, the not sleeping, was that all, do you think, effects of your body keeping score? Is that how you, and when that happens, this is loaded, but I'm like fascinated because I love that you were like, I'm taking charge and figuring it out. Because a lot of women kind of like fall into this like, oh, you know, and they're fixing, they're band-aiding these little things and not like getting to the heart and like really, you know, reshaping and reconstructing.
I do think, you know, it's funny you say that because I never really thought about it like that. Like, what does the body, you know, actually hold on from the traumas, right? You can do as much like emotional healing, but yeah, the body, you know, living, breathing, this on a cellular level, it take, you know, you take it all in. So yeah, I'm sure some of that for sure was an effect of what I went through. But I do think a lot of it had to do with, like, my girlfriend's like, yeah, we're just getting older. That's what happens when we age. The aging definitely is like one thing. But for me, what was exciting about that part, the physical part, again, was that I was able to dig in and get to the other side of it, like healthier, more energized, growing my hair back, more sex drive, you know, like better digest, like really get to the other side of it. And I'm going to be 50 in like a few months. I feel better. I feel like I look better now than I did in my 30s. Honestly,
I mean, 25.
100%. Add to cart. And I don't want you to cart. Whatever you're up to. Oh, and man. I don't want you to like, I want people to buy this book because I just think like the kind of human you are, like you have a special like light about you. I like my husband and I would call you a shiny one. And so I really do, like, I'm excited to read. I just want you to like cliff note, like if someone's listening right now and they're like, okay, but where do I even start? First, add to cart, the reshape your life because you're magical. But is it like blood work? Like what did you, like where did you even begin that little part of the journey? And again, just cliff note it so that we're still all
just for the reshape part, for the health, I kind of identify them in different areas.
Yes, please.
Let me just say for whoever's listening, the best way I could describe it, the way I felt at that time was I felt off, but I did not feel sick enough to go to the doctor, if that made any sense.
Makes so much sense.
And I was in a high pressure situation. It only showed up really because I was on a live television show on Fox, you know, doing my day to day, my mom thing, you know, taking the kids to school, grocery shopping, cooking. It wouldn't have showed up the way it did. It's only because I was on live television. And when I got off of that show, I felt like I was in a boxing match with Mike Tyson and I was exhausted and I would climb in bed and eat Cheetos and, you know, brownie brittle. And, you know, I was just, I felt like I was living half a life and I was not going down like that. So I would absolutely say that the blood panel is your baseline. You've got to know where you are, you know? And I just had Dr. Amy Killen. If you don't follow her, you should, because she's fabulous. She really digs into hormones and health, integrative medicine in a really cool way. All the things that I believe in that helped me, she really presents it in such a cool way for women to kind of grasp. So really that blood work it's going to show you exactly what's happening, because part of you feels crazy. Like, they say our PMS, you know, you hear that story for years and years, like, men don't really believe it, like it's a thing. But when you see that blood work, you're just like, okay, oh my gosh, this is exactly why I'm feeling like this. I am completely deleted in this area. My testosterone is like totally plummeted. You just see it all. And then you could start supplementing specifically, you know, based on what those numbers are, and not just buying the random things off the counter when you go to Whole Foods, like, oh yeah, I that sounds great. I need that, or I need that. And then you take them for a second and then, you know, you're done because you have no idea why you're taking it.
Well, the consistency always matters to me, you know, like, yeah. But I do think you're right. We also live in a society where we're inundated with like, buy this, buy that, this will make you feel this way. And it's like, I just feel like we've been given this like really God gifted, beautiful intuition to kind of like know ourselves and know our children in that same way. You know, like, yes. you, it's that gift. And I think everything gets so noisy, we don't listen to it sometimes. So I'm really inspired at the way that you were like, hang on a second. Like, let me get silent with myself and my body.
Yes.
I know that this Cheeto brownie build, and I am pregnant. So that did appeal to me. I'm not going to lie for a second.
It did resonate with you. I feel you.
I was like, hang on a second. That brownie brittle and bed piece really hit home. But I think it's so often we start to settle because that is what we hear, you know, like, oh, it must be aging. You know, like I'm 41. And so I'm like, oh, of course I'm tired, but I don't necessarily want to be tired either. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's important to go and pinpoint it. You know, I mean, I'm in the same kind of boat where I'm like, I'm just tired all the time, you know, and it's like, but I'm taking this and I'm taking that, but I don't really know what I need. So like actually pinpointing it is so important.
And you even tried what, depression pills, and you're like, it wasn't that. Like it was still like,
my iron is low. I take those pills, but I'm like, I'm still tired. But it's like, oh, but I'm a mom of three and I'm running from here to here to here. But it's like, do I have to be this tired? You know, so literally I'm listening to you and I'm like putting it on the blood panel on the calendar.
I also think it's what we eat too, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I feel so much better when I have a cleaner diet or when I'm, you know, not drinking wine every night, you know?
My thing is like, I've been eating cleaner and I'm more tired.
Maybe your body's like, what are you doing?
I know. I'm like, why?
You're depleted. You're depleted. You're going to see it all in your blood panel. Yeah. And what I don't want to do ever is to overwhelm women. You know, I think the book is really presents like the basics, like kind of like at the, I mean, I'm like now into the longevity and the biohacking and like the stem cells and like,
that's the next book.
That's like the next book. But I really wanted to meet women at the beginning of their journey. Mm. So it's the simple, simple things that you do. It's the things you, those little things you do every single day that really make the biggest difference, right? Mm. So let's get the blood panel done. Let's put some very specific practices in throughout your day that you could tap into that's going to set you up for success. Like I talk about like a morning routine, like just something easy. So easy that you're going to do in the morning that's going to make you feel grounded, like you have control of your day. So you're not like feeling like you were hit by the Mack truck of life, you know, as soon as you open your eyes and you're deflecting. So all of that is definitely presented. And then going back to your question about going through those things and then the emotional, that toll, honestly, today, because you know, the book is set up into mind shape, heart shape, health shape, and soul shape, right? Mm-hmm. So because I did work in all of those areas, and again, went through those crazy, insane traumas, I feel so strong. Like as a human being, like as a woman, I'm so grateful for those. I feel so wise. I feel so strong. I feel so peaceful in my body, in myself. I don't feel like I need to put even material things into my life, like to fill me up. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like as a woman, I stay in my lane. I do me. I'm uniquely me. I'm able to recognize where something comes in that just wouldn't serve me because of those things. So because those things happen, even though, yes, it's how we flip the switch.
It's absolutely how we flip it. And it's interesting because I was having my boyfriend the other night reading something that I wrote, and he looked at me and he's like, I'm so sorry that you went through all this. And I was like, no, I'm like, that's, I was like, I'm so happy that I went through all of it. And it was so hard to see and relive at certain points. And, you know, obviously press loves to bring up things and I talk about it, right? So it's like there's a piece of that too where I'm trying to help with you know, my experiences. Having said all that, it's like I feel now I know there's so many things I know now because of the stuff that I went through. So it's like it and being able to be like, no, I'm so thankful. And like, or what did I learn in this? And like, how have I grown in this? Like I'm better for it, which I never thought I would have loved to have not gone through it, but I'm so much better on the other side because of it.
Yeah. That's the beauty.
Yeah.
That's the beauty.
Is it hard? Cause I think about that and like the faith aspect and listening to what you were saying earlier, you know, to me, I am one that has always felt like, you know, things happen for a reason. God has a plan, all those things. I know that's got to be really hard in those really hard moments. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, obviously, I've never lost someone in a tragic way and, you know, or been cheated on or all of that. But is it hard to hear that in that moment for both of you? Like when you're going through it, like this happens for a reason, God, but But then you also believe that on the other side of it, obviously. But it's just like hearing y'all talk about it, that's got to be so hard to hear in that moment.
Mm-hmm. I would say yes. I mean, more so with the tragedy, because my father-in-law was the most, I mean, beautiful human being you've ever met. I honestly thought when they took them that they would give him back because they just would fall in love with him. So that was really hard to wrap your head around, like losing two people. One is hard enough, but two at the same time in such a horrible way. And we were really, both my husband and I, we were going through the motions, like with our faith. I mean, yes, we were still going to church on Sunday because we had our kids, but we were really angry with God. Mm. Like we were just like, why would you do this? Like you took a good one. Like, why would you do that? And we went through a lot of, that's when we really started like a prayer and meditation practice. And, you know, spiritual advisors, a lot of messages come to you like at different times. And I'm Catholic. And the funny thing is I was hosting a Catholic conference and, you know, my husband's in the room because he's still angry. He's like, I didn't even want to go down there right now. I mean, it was still fresh from when everything had happened. And there was a priest that got up there and he was talking about Mary. And like, there's a book called 33 Days to Morning Glory. And I never really had a devotion to Mary. I mean, I also, you know, have friends that are Christians and, you know, just kind of like, let's go straight to the big guy. And, you know, we don't really need to go to Mary so much. So I'm hearing this and I'm just like, we were so, again, like angry with God and the relationship was not there. And I don't know, it was like a light bulb went off to me in that moment. And I just thought, wait, maybe Mary is the answer for us. It was just crazy. It was like just delivered. Ran to my husband. I said, you've got to meet this priest. We have to like dig into this. I introduced them and we started doing this devotion, the 33 Days to Morning Glory. And it was Mary who brought us back into union with her son, with Jesus.
Wow.
Which is crazy for me to say, because again, like there was no, Mary, Mother of God. Yes. But it's just crazy how things kind of work, you know? Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful. So, yeah. Piece has always been so fascinating to me when you go through such a tragedy and have this faith aspect, you know, how, I don't know, it's just a fascinating process, you know, and how that looks.
It's interesting that Mary is the connection though, because Mary knows tragedy better than any of us.
Mm. Right.
True. I mean, right. Mary lost her only son.
Yeah.
And so for you to identify with that is just like, that is just not coincidental to me at all.
No, it's not.
That is like most gifted, like wonderful, in a tragic public way, she lost her son.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, thank you for letting me share that with you guys. Cause I don't share a lot about, you know, my faith. Your faith is very personal and you never know in this world, like how people take it, but that's how I got through these things. I mean, truly that's the place that I had to go to pull me through. Mm-hmm. Definitely had nothing to do with myself. It was a lot of the divine, right? Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
That.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Cause we're all on our
journey.
Christian journey. And, you know, it's sometimes, you know, it's hard to, I'm probably the newest on that journey. Just like not understanding like the whys of, you know, going through things like, well, why did that happen? Where was God in this? I always ask, where is God in this? Like, I don't understand. And then he shows up and he shows you later, sometimes just not in the moment that you need, you know? And I think that's where the peace comes, where it's like, Catherine, to your question, it's like in that moment, It's so hard.
And also
hard.
The surrender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you thought about that at all? Like, it's something we've been practicing a lot lately and it's really helped us because again, like we all want to control, right? Like you feel like if you let go, being a parent, being a mom, and you know, you're running a household, your spouse, your husband, like you have so much going on. And if you let go, then it's all going to fall to, you know what? Mm-hmm. But we've had to learn, I mean, and also being in this business that we're in, it's nothing is promised. You may be working today. You're not working tomorrow. One job comes in and it goes out, you know? So there's a lot of sort of, you feel like you're about to fall off the edge. And so we read the Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer. And just the idea of surrender was very interesting to me because again, type A, trying to control everything at all times. And I feel like surrender kind of goes hand in hand with faith, right? Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a practice, right? But something that maybe, you know, just to ponder and to think about.
That was one of my first books I read after my divorce.
Oh, wow.
Yep. It was one of my first books. It's a great book. Ugh. Have you read it?
It's a great book.
It's really good. I'll give it to you. Downstairs. It's amazing. But your book, though.
I'm so excited. Oh, I am
getting it on it. But back to you in your book. That is, but no, can I just ask one question around this? So it's been 8 years from that tragedy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How are you and the family doing?
You know, we are doing amazing. My brother-in-law's two children are thriving. I mean, one is in the top school in Germany. The other one, they're both in school in Germany. They're doing so well. My mother-in-law, her dream was always to, she loves the beach. She loves the ocean. She lives in Tampico in Mexico. And we were able to get her a little place in front of the ocean so she could watch the sunset every single day. And so she's doing well. Obviously it's harder for her because she lost both her husband and her firstborn at the same time. My husband doesn't talk about it as much as he, you know, used to. I think that we are doing really, really well. And I think that we feel their presence now more than ever. Mm. I feel like we get signs all the time. And we definitely changed the way we live, for sure. We do live very much in the moment, being present, knowing that tomorrow is definitely not promised. We make decisions differently as a family. My husband loves to surf, always dreamed of having like a little place on the beach. But we live in Southern California. Like, there is no way we could afford that. And we're renting a house, like in a beautiful place in La Cañada. And we really need to buy a place. And we decided to build a beach house, like in Mexico, like driving distance, which is nutso crazy. But going back to the thing, like, life is short, right? Like, create what you so desire and what you love. And in the book, I also talk a little bit about, and as adults, as women, you know, do the things that set your soul on fire. Mm-hmm. I feel like so often as we get older, we stop doing those things that like that fire, you know, mm-hmm. because again, life, the responsibilities, all of it. So just to remember those things and make sure you do that, you know, daily. I just saw Oprah and Gail, who I love. I know we all love some Oprah, right? They're in Jordan right now, you know, covering themselves up with mud and riding on the camels. And that was sort of their message yesterday. It was online and just saying, like, don't forget to do the things you love. Like, again, like, you have one life. I was like, preach, sisters. Like, that's absolutely true.
Oh, I love it. And it's always... with all of that too, it's a growth opportunity. I had a therapist, she calls it AFGO. It's a fucking growth opportunity.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. So it's like with everything, it's like, look at it, AFGO. So yeah. It's kind of my motto, AFGO.
I love mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. Allie, thank you so much for coming on the show. I just, your light, I've just everything. Thank you. I so appreciate it. I know we...
Oh my gosh. You're just beautiful. Yeah. Thank you for just breathing and being a person.
Just taking in everything you have to say.
Yeah, I love that you took the initiative to write about all of this, though, mm-hmm. because I think the simplifying, it's like the how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time is something I always say, but it's like, you know, a lot of us just feel lost and don't know where to start. So getting like a roadmap, mm-hmm. especially fellow A-types here, this is our A, thanks for sharing at our A-type meeting. That matters. Just the simplicity and like the realness and just from the heart. Piece of it.
So everyone go get Allie Lander's book, Reshape Your Life, Don't Settle, because you are worth it. Thanks, girl.
Thank you so much.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because
It's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.